Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Do civil government schools teach that Jesus is the source of all knowledge? No, they don't. Thus, they're not neutral. In the late Greg L. Bonson's posthumously published book, Always Ready, Directions for Defending the Faith, he writes this very, very exciting passage. Quote, "All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are to be found in Christ. Thus, if one were to try and arrive at the truth apart from commitment to the authority of Jesus Christ, he would be robbed through vain philosophy and deluded by crafty deceit." That is, see Colossians 2:3-8. Consequently, when the Christian approaches scholarship, apologetics, or schooling, he must staunchly refuse to acquiesce to the mistaken demands of neutrality in his intellectual life. He must never consent to surrender his distinctive religious beliefs for the time being, as though one might thereby arrive at genuine knowledge impartially. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. End quote. Tell yourself something. If your child ignored you and said you had nothing to teach him or her, would you call that neutrality? The biggest tragedy of the inherently humanistic civil government school system is that humanists have gotten Christians to believe that ignoring God qualifies as neutrality. Just as a child ignoring his or her parents and saying they have nothing to teach him or her is not neutrality, ignoring God and his Son as the source of all knowledge is likewise not neutrality. I am Kevin R. Novak, teaching the Christian worldview, including how the civil government has no right to operate a school system. Deconstructingthecoliseum.com.